be such a drosha, his son Cain, tzipa lemutei, oif tamlu. Why do we have to have the word tzipa then to make oif tamlu? So we know, we learn from over here, there has to be something you could eat. For a tiny, we learned, in aim efroichim treifo chai bishluach. So if the mother is a treifi chai bishluach, some rabbi, a bezel hokikoma, efroich, if you have the efroich, shimon treifo, the havamin was that the birds are a treifo, still there's a mitzvah shluach. So Abaye says, no, Abaye, Yehokikom, this is what I mean to say. Efroyach, the kids, or the chicks, Shimon treifa, the mother was a treifa, chayi b'shluach. And since the kids, though, are edible, so it's still called tikach lechom, therefore, even though the mother's a treifa, still there's a mitzvah, shluach hakan. Boy, Rabbi Shia, hoishit yodei lekan, let's see, a stucky hin out to lekan to the nest, v'shochat, miyat simonim, and yeshechted not two simonim, but less than two simonim. Ma, what's the rocha? Do you have to send away the mother now or not? Me, I mean, do we say, Kivun, the Yilashav, glue, since you leave the bird alone now, Mitra will become a treifa. So, Bina, Lechov, Lechovech, take of yourself, not for your clothing. Or then maybe no. Kivun, the Biodel, Enigma, Shchito, Tika, Chokarina, Bebe, Chai, Beshluach, Teiku. So, here's talking about you put your hands in the can, and you want to shech the chicks now, not the mother. So, then you took one of the chickens there in the can, and you made a Shchiton, Miyatzimonim. That's the shalom. You let it finish the shechita, or do we say no? That since right now you could take it for yourself, there's a mitzvah shluach hakayin. You'll have to send away the mother first, and you can't finish the shechita. Take without be a good taker. Boy, Rabbi Yemiya, matlis mau shetochitz bichnofel. So again, the mother says, boy, Rabbi Yemiya, matlis mau shetochitz. Let's say you have a matlis that's a cloth over the eggs, and on top of that is the mother. So that called the chatzitza that there should not be a mitzvah shluach hakayin, or maybe no, still it's called the mother's on top of the eggs. There's a mitzvah first to send away the mother before you take the eggs. Let's say you have loose feathers over the eggs, in between the mother and the eggs. Is that called the chatzitza? Beitza mizoros means old eggs are not going to hatch anymore. There's no mitzvah shluach hakayin anymore. Rosh Hashein efroyach bo mehen. Let's listen. So you're not mechayim shluach hakayin. Mao, is that a chatzitza? Shnei sidrei beitzim, zu agav, zu mau. What's going to be if two rows of eggs, one on top of another? So can you take the bottom row of eggs or not? Zochru agabi beitzim, when the cave agabi zochru mau. You have a male on top of the eggs and a female on top of the zochru mau. What's the loch? Is that going to be a chatzitza or not? Take, all these shells remain to take them. Boy, Reb Zeira, yoino al beitzei totzil. Mau, what's going to be the loch? What's the shell of a yoino pigeon on top of the eggs of a tatzil? Rashi said it's an oif tor, and it's like a yoina. Now, what's the locha? Or else tatzil the opposite way. The bird of tatzil is al beitza yoina mau. What's the locha? Yechai v'shnuch ha-kana nat. Om Rabbi Yitzhar Shema, it says, oif tome roibitz al beitza yoif tor, v'tor roibitz al beitza tor tome. It's potter. That's why potter mishaluach. Because it's a tome yana tor. Mashmo ha-tor v'tor, both ha-tor, the mother and the eggs, even though the different minim, still chayiv. So chori mashmi was do is a chiyuv shluach hakayin, even though the different meaning. There was no dilma b'koyro. Rashi dilma hod the toni b'tor b'tor chayiv b'koyro nekeva. The minhaga b'kach that's its minig. Or moed b'koyro nekeva filu ena beitzim shaluk. Come on, that's a derech in the megadol somebody else's eggs. Maybe there you be chayiv. But here it's not a derech for the yoyna to be megadol the eggs of a totzil. Maybe there won't be a mitzvah shaluach, or maybe yes. That's a teiku. Alimor says, like I said, Mishnah, Kur is Zohar. We have this Kur with this bird that's a male. It's a derech for it to go on top of eggs. So Rav Lezer Mechayiv Chom Poitrim. Omer Rav Avua, my time, what's the reason of Rav Lezer? Holds Yechayiv, by the course, not a female. Astia the Gira. Learn this out from Gira. The Gira Ksiv Hoch, it says over here, Kuro Dagar Vula Yulat Ksiv Hosom Oboka Vadogro Vitzilo. It's a minig for it to sit on other eggs, therefore it should be maybe chayiv. Some Rav Loza, machloikis b'kur zoch, zonim machloikis by kur a female, kur a bird. Aber b'kur in a cave, but there v'yaki yechayiv, more pshita kur a zoch, and it sounds like mishta kur a zoch. Mother, I would have thought to say Rav Bonin, afilu kur in a cave, and ami patri, they're also in yipota. Vo, diktoni zoch, it's a zoch, adich a koich, the Rav Leza, the Rav Leza, also my zoch, is also his pota, kamashm lo no, that the machloikis zoni by a zoch. But when a cave, everybody holds you chayiv. Vomer Rav Loza, machloikis b'kur a zocha. Aber bezoche die Yalmen, ja, der Zoche, die Rakel Potter, Pshita Kura Zoche Tanan. Mada Temer Abloza, Filo Zoche die Yalmen, Ami Chaim is also. I, why is the Mishnah Sevet only Kura Zoche, Dich Koich on the Rabbonin, Kamash Mulan. Tain Ava Gulam, the Sotani Nam Yachoso, the Yalma, Zoche die Yalma Potter, everybody holds a regular male bird of Adis Potter, Pshluch HaKan. A Kura Zoche, Abloza, Mechav Echon Potter, Sonia Spashim Achoikis, by Kura Zoche. Here's the Machoikis. But all the birds and everybody would agree that a zocher would be potter from the mitzvah of shluach hakan.
Let me show you like this. Hoiso mufefes. Let's say the mother was like flying on top of the nest, not sitting, but a little bit flying on top of it or moving on top of it. So it depends. Bizman shekinofe noigus bekan. If its wings are touching the nest, then chayav l'shleach. Then there's a mitzvah. You have to send away the mother. You can't just take the eggs. You have to first send away the mother. But ein kinofen loigus bekan, let's say the wings are not touching the kan, the mother was just flying right on top of the nest, but she's not actually touching the nest, then you're allowed to go and just sneak out the eggs underneath without sending away the mother. We'll see in the Gemara why. Now ein shomela frechech, let's say there's only one chick in the nest, or beitzech, there's only one egg there, still, chayav l'shaleach, you're not allowed to take away the egg or the chick, you have to first send away the mother. Shneim the pasuk says, kan, b'dash mikol makom. Mashma, any type of a nest, even though it only has one, still there's a mitzvah of shluch hakan. What's going to be, hoyu shom efreichim mafreichim? Let's say inside the nest, there were these birds, chickens, chicks, that could fly, they could fly themselves. Or else, oy beitzim muzoris, or else you had old eggs there that can't hatch anymore. So locher is then potem on the shleich, even though the mother is on top of them, you're allowed to take them away without sending away the mother. Shinemagot, the postik says, for your aim, roivetes al efreichim, that the mother has to be sitting on top of the efreichim, top of the chicks, or al habetzim, or on top of the eggs. So darshin ma efreichim, just like the chicken, the chicks inside, means b'nei kayoma, they could live, af habetzim b'nei kayoma, it has to be eggs also that could hatch, that could live like Yotzu Muzoros, but if they're older eggs, they can't hatch anymore, that they're potter, there's no mitzvah shluch hakan. The same thing of Maha Beitzim, just like the eggs, Tzrichim Le'imon, they have to be by their mother, they need the mother to bring them up, to sit on them, to hatch them, Afefrechim, the same thing, the chicks, also, only chick, the only chayb shluach, by Tzrichim Le'imon, if they still need the mother. Yotzu Mafrechim, but in the case where they fly, where they could fly themselves, they don't need the mother, then there's no more mitzvah shluch hakan. Then you're allowed to take them away, even though the mother is still on top of them. And there's a ton of rabbis, not like this. The pasuk says, roi vetzes, if the mother is sitting on top of the eggs, so darshin v'loy mipefes, and not if she's just flying on top. Yochel, I would have thought to say, if so, afilu kenafir noigus pekan, even if the feathers, her wings, are touching the nest also, that part of shluch hakan, on this Talmud of another, the pasuk comes to teach us, no, it says roivetes. It says the what? That it's sitting. If so, my Talmud, how do we know this from? Me de loik siv yoshevis, since it doesn't say the word yoshevis, it says the word roivetes, so it's mashma not only sitting, even if it's a little bit on top. As long as it's touching it, it lost la v'chiv shluch hakan. Omrav yudam arav, hoisa yoshevis bein shnei roiv de ilon. Let's say what the mother, or else the Yoshev is ben Shnei Roiv the Ilum, which says, Vabetzim Tachteo, Avol Vanofim, Soimchon Umagbiin Oiso Biavir. Like the mother now is on top. So you have, let's say, the nest. You know, let's say the mother was sitting like upon, like on top of two branches of a tree. And the eggs now are right underneath it. But she's not really touching the nest. So what's going to be the locker over here? So Yosheva, she was sitting bein shnei roiv dilim, between two branches of the tree. So Royim, we have to see. Kol shim tishomet, if they would take away this branch, nefel asaleim, she would just fall right on the top of the eggs. So chayav l'shleach, that's also considered like she's on top of the eggs, and there'll be a mitzvah shluch hakan. But v'im lav, even if you take away the branches, she wouldn't fall down right on top of them. So then we say, pot, you potet m'shluch hakan. Meisvah, the question, Hoyso yoshevez b'neihem. If she was sitting between them, potem olashleich. If she's sitting in between, Rashi says beitzim kan. There's an egg on this side, egg on this side, and she's sitting in them in between. So it says potem olashleich. What's going to be al gabein if the mother is sitting on top of them? Chayav olashleich. Then that's the mitzvah shluach kan if the mother's on top of the eggs. What's going to be hoyso moifefes? Let's say she was flying a little bit. Afilu kinofer noigus bekan. Even though her wings are touching the nest, the potter will shleich. You potter from sending it away. So now, my love doesn't mean to say al gabeim on top of them, dumi de b'neim, just like in between them. That ma b'neim, even though in between them, the noga behu, that the mother's touching them, still you potter af al gabeim, even on top of them, also the noga behu, you're touching them. And still it says Allah here, al gabeim is chayav shleich. Only because you're touching the eggs. I've arrived the elon. Let's say the mother is on top of two branches, that she's not really touching the eggs. And I'm potter, then you potter m'lashleich. Samara says, let us not the pshat. I'll tell you, I'll gabehen, dum yidibineim. That on top of them is just like in between them. I'll gabehen is dum yidibineim. That mabin is just like in between them. The loinogo. Alayu, no, in the case where the mother is in between the two eggs, she's not touching either one of them. And we're on top that Yechayiv, even though she's not touching them. And behind her, what's the case? Rav the Elon could be in such a case where the mother is on top of two branches and the eggs are right underneath it. There's also mitzvah shluach kan. The Mor says, how can never miss up? There's also the Sora this way. Because otherwise, the Sagadayit, you can tell me a thing, the Sagadaytuch. That roiv the elon potter in the case where the mother is on top of the two branches. That you potter, so other Tony was we have to learn. Hois moifefes that she was flying. Afilu kenafe noigus pekan potter. Milishaleach. What do you have to say that for she's potter? List me say a bigger chiddush. That roiv the elon, even the case where she's just on top of the branches. That you potter. For kol shechein moifefes and avad if she's flying on top. That you potter. See if when she's on top, your potter should have said that better. The person says no, could be no. My fefer sits on the bigger chiddush where she's a little bit flying on top, moving around the top of them. Because the chiddush is could be the afilu kenefer loigus pekan, even though the wings are touching the nest, could be still your potter mushal mishalayach. So that's why it says my fefer. But maybe you are din with the mother's on top of the two branches also she's potter. The person says if so, I takash the mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah that Bizman Shekinafer Noigus Pekan, when the wings are touching the nest, then yes, Chayav Lashlech, there is a mitzvah Shluch Hakan. So when it says, I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, Kikatonim Asidun, we learned in our Mishnah, Benageya Minat Tzad, where she's touching from the side. She's touching from the Tzad, that's when Yechayav Mishluch Hakan. I mean, the Bryce says, we touch the side, and then Taki Yepotah. Our Mishnah Sama, we're touching right on top of it, Nechnami, then Taki Yechayiv and Shluch Hakan. Yeah. Even Antanan, as much as we can, Shluch Hakan, and Bimah, because I must be some negative in Tzad. Ika the army, some say like this. Let me bring a proof. Let me Messiah that it says, Hoysa Yeshev is B'naim. If the mother was sitting in between the two eggs, Potem al Shalayach. Mashma al Gabayim Chayiv al Shalayach. If the mother's on top of them, there is a Chayiv. Hoysa moifefes, if she's flying on top, afilu kenafer nagas pekan, still potem l'shalayach. That's what the Bryce says. Now, my love doesn't mean to say, al gabeim on top of them, dum yidibinim, just like on the side of them. Ma benim, just like on the side of them, leinogu alayu, that the mother's not touching them, is af al gabeim, that yichayiv, even the case of leinogu alayu, where the mother's not touching the eggs. How is that? V'hainu roiv de ilon. That's in the case where you're between the branches. So what's right between the branches also, Yechayiv and Shluch Hakan. So must look, if it's not the pshat. I'll tell you, I'll gabeim on top of them, dumi the b'neim, just like in between them. Ma b'neim, just like in between them. The nogabu, that you're touching them, af al gabeim on top, also the nogabu, could be when you're touching them. That's when Yechayiv and Shluch Hakan. Av arayiv d'ilum, on top of two branches, could be potter. So must say, Yochi, if so, add the toni, say, what does say, have to say? Hoysa, my fair, because she's flying on top. If you look in the fenugas pekan that you put, the wise price have to say that. Listeners should have said a bigger chiddush. Listeners should have said, Roy of the Elon, even the case where the mud's on top of two branches.